Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In the world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We got a hell of a show for you tonight, people. It's one that has perplexed many hearts. It truly has. Torn mine in two, and you know, we're going to kind of share a little bit more of the aspects that have been perplexed, that are perplexing daily. The situation is sickening that is happening here in America. It's just no words can really describe or put us where we're going to take this show tonight. But before we get there, I want to let everybody know, tonight we got Rico on the show with us. He's from the Kayleigh McEnany official page, President Trump's secretary, press secretary. He's going to be doing the show with me tonight. He's been doing the shows with me on the regular. Rico, how you doing tonight, my brother?
Great, Don. Good to be on the show tonight.
Most definitely, and a subject that you know O2 quite well. With that being said, I want to welcome Kung Lee and Sunshine Spring. How you two doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much.
We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, we could be doing better, obviously. You know, we look at the situation. You just went to Kentucky, and things were kind of looking up. But at the last second, things were snatched from you guys. What does it make you feel, Kung, knowing that you and your family went there to get an opportunity just to spend a moment with Branch, and that moment was taken away from you in a blink of an eye? What does it mean for you and Sunshine to be there, have that moment, think you've got a little bit of vindication from the court system, only to have it yanked from you?
Actually, let me turn back a little bit. Now, the court system, from Judge Vincent to whoever else is behind all that, they're playing games, okay? So Judge Vincent said that he never told CPS that we couldn't have our phone calls. Well, Spring couldn't have her phone calls hit. So we recorded a message, and they actually came on. So we recorded it, and basically CPS told Spring that the case is closed. Judge Vincent said that the case is closed. The only way you can have any contact is with your, you know, with the, your son's father. And so, I mean, that was hard to digest because nowhere in America, we looked it up every on the laws and, you know, regulations. There's so even criminals have phone calls with their kids. So the game that they're playing here is a game that's eventually going to burn them back, because this is a mom who had done everything for her kids, and where the fathers have really, they just really haven't done much. They just, you know, it's just horrible that this is happening. And so from multiple messages, multiple phone calls, emails, no response, right? So we we have Spring has a lot of friends in Kentucky, and one day we had a message saying that the bartender said that Branch was running from one end of the street to the other, and this is like close to midnight. So the father was on a date. He took his son, dropped him off at the bar, must have asked a buddy or a bartender or someone or maybe no one to watch him. So the son sat there, and so Branch sat there and didn't know what to do, hung out there for a bit. Next thing you know, he's running across the street looking for his dad but asking for his mom. But we didn't just go to Kentucky just for Branch. We went to Kentucky for her oldest son, Kate. Kate is 9 years old now, just five. Now, Branch is, we went to Branch first because we figured, you know, hoping that when we got into Kentucky, you know, his father is pumping or doing workouts at his, like his little gym, and we would catch him there. So, you know, Shima, my mother-in-law, was the first one to go look with my son to see if one's there. And basically, Branch was there, and you know, Branch got liked up a little bit. And, you know, of course, Grandma waved. And then Spring and I was standing back because we didn't want no trouble. But as soon as we knew Branch was there, I turned on the camera, I started recording, and we went over there. The first thing he says is, "Get off my property." He closed the door really, really fast. I saw a little shake in his hand. I don't know why he was scared, because I wasn't going to do anything to him. And so it got to a point where he showed me that he called the sheriff on his phone. Like, okay, big deal. This was only 20 seconds into us. When Spring got down to her knees, she put her hands on the glass so Branch can come to her. And then he stepped in the way and pushed Branch back by the head. So this is the guy who made an oath to serve and protect. He's a deputy sheriff. And so we didn't want to cause any problems. We didn't want Branch to feel uncomfortable, so we left. So we went to go to this pizza place to have lunch and then bring Kate some pizza because that's his favorite pizza place. As soon as we're done, now this is illegal now. I don't know what the terminology is, but he called up his friends. He came in uniform. We did nothing wrong. We were there because CPS says that you have to reach out to the fathers. So we're just following orders, reaching out to the fathers because they won't answer their phone. They won't answer emails. They won't answer phone calls. So we went out there to have a face-to-face, hoping that he wants the best for his son, and obviously he didn't because he's a no-good father who, he's a deputy sheriff that has all kinds of records, and I'm sure a lot of people just don't like this guy because he treats people like he's just a big bully, right? We have a petition with over 400 signatures. Now we're going to send it in. We were just waiting to see how many people are going to sign on. Over 400 people. So we're going to send that in to the district attorney. And then so the cops came, and those were obviously his friends. You can't ask, or you can't ask friends. It's illegal. It's a federal offense to go and say, hey, go and, harass, you know, Kung Lee and Spring. What is there to harass? I'm sure he lied about it because what he should have said, hey, my kid's grandma, Spring, and her new husband and his son came by to go visit the kids. And they weren't non-threatening. They were like, hey, I love you. But then, of course, he said that we are trying to kidnap him and do all kinds of this crazy stuff. As soon as the cop came, I got out of the car. Hi, officer. My name's Kung Lee. How can I help you? And they said, hey, we have a report that, you know, you were harassing, this guy, whatever. I don't want to bring up his name because, I don't want to get sick. But the fact that I pulled up. I said, here's the video. You want to see it? He's like, no. He's off. So he just started, you know, like, let me speak. So I broke down what happened. And I said, is the sidewalk someone's property or is it the city's property? And I said, it's the city's property. I wouldn't even let the cop answer that. I can answer that myself, you know, because it's the city's property, you know, and he's renting, so he doesn't own the, you know, the building. So, you know, the fact that they came and harassed me, harassed my family, and that's a federal offense right there. I don't know the terminology, but like they keep stacking up bad evidence against themselves. Of course, then we went to Kate, her oldest son's house, and the dad took off right away. Later on, in a Zoom meeting with the judge, who later on, what did he do? He
okay, so officially on the record, he stated that he never stated that I could not have phone calls. And then unofficially off the record, because it was not an official hearing from his own office that said that, there was unsure why the hearing was taking place because it wasn't a hearing, she said. So they were going to clarify orders. He overruled himself unofficially.
Yeah, so the judge overruled himself.
For phone calls.
Unofficially for phone calls, so... again,
is that one of the main reasons, Kung, let me stop you there. Is that one of the main reasons why Judge Vincent dropped the case to a lower court to kind of clear his name, clear his hands of the situation?
I truly believe so. In my honest opinion, yes. But, you know, someone mentioned to me, a very close friend, when I broke it down to him, because we are doing a documentary on this, and he was like, wow, this judge, he's like the superior judge? I said, of that county. He's like, does he not know he just pulled a double jeopardy? And I said, you know what? When they think they're above the law and they can get away with whatever, then they're going to do whatever they want. But the good thing about that is we're just going to use that for evidence. And when we hit them, where are they going to go? It's like taking a shin kick by me and someone who doesn't train their forearms, you know? And then, and so during that Zoom meeting, all kinds of things were said. And when he brought up his videos, we brought up our videos. He kind of, the videos actually hurt him because we were harmless. We basically came in peace. We came trying to just be her son.
She didn't get a deal with that.
Yeah, and you know, for her other son, you know, the other dad, he's a deputy sheriff too, but he went overseas, and now he's back because of this whole thing. But like, he tried to have Spring sign over all of her parental rights, like completely, like zero custody, zero this, zero that. That is crazy. They were never married. And, you know, and the fact that he left after 6 months, Cade was 6 months old, and just like left for like years and years and years and years doing,
he could go for 180 days to come back for like 30
years. Yeah, so.
He was down and go.
So that's the craziness that we have to deal with. But at the same time, we see God's plan, because it's not our plan anymore. Like, it was our plan to go to Kentucky because we were worried to death, because why would you have a 5-year-old kid in a bar at midnight? And he's drinking beers after beers after beers, and then going on a date trying to impress the girls with his muscles because, you know, he's a power lifter, or tell her how much he can bench, you know, 630, but I'm sure he can't bench that now, you know. It's just crazy how I would never leave my kid, like, you know.
No, that's child endangerment.
It's crazy. It's a
crazy situation, brother. What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, I'm going to pass the mic over to Rico Mera. Like I said, he's from Kaylee Maganani's official Page, the press secretary for the White House. Rico, go ahead and ask Kung a few questions, and I'll come back.
Hi, Kung. Nice to meet you, and thanks for sharing your story. And hope you find some help and support from just airing this grievance. So are you finding any help in the community? Is there someone that that knows of this kind of gridlock and the unfairness?
Well, in Kentucky and the surrounding areas there, there's a lot of victims that have the same, I can't say same, but similar cases to us. They deal with the same judges. They deal with the same deputy sheriffs that that harass them. And they're dealing with basically the same corrupt good old boy system that they're above the law. So they're willing to testify for us. I mean, we got like over 50, but like a handful of them are willing to testify because they're like, I haven't seen my kids in 10 years.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just going to, I have nothing to lose. I want blood now, you know? So now
yeah.
You got a lot of moms that like, screw it. You know, you take my kids. Here's a chance for me to get back. Oh, I'm here. What information do you need? I'll send you files and files of evidence. And we're like, we'll take it all. We will take it all. We're going to use this against them. So we have that. Comes to CPS, you know, when it comes to the court system there, look, Spring went to law school, all right? So she did the change of venue. She went through
the recusal,
found the list. Every single thing that she has rights to was taken away because it was denied. So that's the country we live in. It's supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And obviously, these guys who want to, you know, play God, and someone's got to crush them. Someone's got to send them to their hell, like Lucifer.
I tell you, we need a better system of fairness. There needs to be. The problem is when your family has to go to court to get, you know, some kind of organization to it, parental rights and things like that, then the government always messes things up. They do. I'm sorry. I don't live in fantasy land. The government always messes things up. They don't get anything right. Unfortunately, if you're waiting on the government to give you justice, sometimes it just doesn't happen.
I'm going to bring them press. And if the district attorney there, the main dude, if he don't do anything, I'll get a petition on him too. I will petition every single one and their grandma if I have to. I am so committed to this case. You know, hey, I'm married now. Those are my kids too. I'll do 10 times without even trying being a better father to these kids. But you know, I just got to get them in my hands, and I will show them what father means. You know, whether they call me Kung Lee or other, I don't care. But I have a personal goal is to take out these corrupt people and police officers, judges, CPS, and their grandmothers. I don't care who it is. I'm after this because you're dealing with kids now. You're dealing with – you know, I'll die for my kids, you know. If you want to play, then I'm just going to – I'm gonna send the news rockets into them.
I took two brothers away from me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, he'll, like, adults work every day. I'm thinking, like, I mean, we can work this stuff out before. We can figure this out. I know everything's on. But they took two brothers away from each other that's raised with each other. And I raised both those boys and they, from, like, 8 to 4. And then all of a sudden, it's been a year now. They're, like, 9 and 5. But they need to make sure they have contact. CPS should at least do that for them and make sure that those two brothers, if you see each other, make sure they're not emotionally damaged in any way. That's the crazy thing is, like, no one's checking on them at all. And every time I call and I have receipts of it, you know, I've called the ombudsman, like, three or four times, absolutely. And then I have receipts sending stuff to the courthouse, which they throw out, and he laughed at me. I mean, like, with the police brutality right now that's going on with the world, I mean, it's insane. I mean, I think it's insane. I mean, it's really, you think it, you don't happen, but it's happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I understand. Don mentioned the fact that I went through the same kind of thing. And I had a really big ordeal with child custody, and I found out, unfortunately, in Florida, there's a system of unfairness for men. A lot of times Florida just gave women all the custody rights, and if you're a man, you had to hire a lawyer. If you didn't have the money to hire a lawyer, you probably wouldn't see your kids very much. But now things are working out through a lot of pain. You know, unfortunately, the government moves very slow with these kind of things. And, you know, we're just hoping, like in your case, things get better. And I'm sorry, Spring.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Spring, you know, there was something that just correlated in my head and in my heart, actually. You still have that message that person's friend sent to you, correct?
Yes, sir.
We have
Why
it all.
Can't
we have...
you, since that's a terroristic threat, you know,
really?
To threaten to drug and gangbang somebody. If I'm sorry to put it in that terminology, but that's the way it was proposed. Why can't you go to local law enforcement?
That's
a terroristic threat.
Because they want a Kentucky attorney, and then everyone in Kentucky, you have to sponsor them to get in, I guess. Because Song has like attorneys, that's like Eric Kramer. He's like a Harvard graduate, and he's awesome. They have Cornell Law School, Rob. They're awesome. But they want in, but they can't get in because Kentucky's kind of locking them out of there. They're like, you have to get sponsored to get in there. And then no one even from Louisville's taking it because they even said that they would not be able to work again, which is just insane to me. I mean, I feel like it's.
But my point being is that if you're able to get a local law enforcement or prosecutor to press charges, because he's already violated his EPO, correct?
Yes, sir.
So if you can get a local law enforcement prosecutor to pick up the charge,
it's
even though it's via social media, it's still a viable threat. Then you can force them out of their backyard and into yours. See what I mean? You can change the tide. Instead
of
having to fight them in their castle, you can open it. You could bring it to local law enforcement, hire your own attorney, get your own prosecutor to do it from right where you're at in the state of California. Force them out of Kentucky. Because
that's
we all know Boyd County is crooked. You know, there's no ifs or ands about it. But the thing of it is, he's even got multiple EPOs on him. How is somebody like this still allowed, Spring, to have
Very
the
well.
Care of this child?
Exactly. And here's the
or,
thing. That night, though. Honestly, so even if they took him for me and put him in foster care, they should have took him away because they had this, I have CPS, like, actually on record stating, you know, he shot our dog in the head face, that he was not allowed around my children because they feared him, grant you, and said, but they gave my child to him anyway. You know what I mean? I would rather him been in foster care. At that point, my mother could have picked him up. I have family, you know? Like, or, I mean, like, but he shouldn't have been with him because he's a dangerous man. I mean, honestly.
Kung, has that been an aspect that you two have looked at filing charges locally? I mean, because it is a viable aspect to,
you know,
to
I never really
you in your
thought about it. Thank you for bringing that up. You know, I think that one slipped through the hole. I just been like focusing on press and just trying to come up with the game plan just to get a phone call. Because when you don't have a phone call, you know, it's, I need to keep that energy where that connection for Spring and our kids, you know, because when it gets after a year and a half and the kids, I don't want them to think, you know, like it's their mom's fault because it's not. It's their fathers in the system and not even the system. The system placed there for to protect the citizens, you know, but it's the people who run the system. Saw them corrupt, you know, excuse my Vietnamese, but evil, you know, and, you know, people who, you know, pray to God on Sunday and ask for forgiveness for all the things that they do, and they think it's okay to go out and then just sin again and not be a public servant and not be judge and not be a good CPS. And they're running around sleeping with each other out there, and having swinger parties, and changing whatever partners, and giving each other some like fucking STD diseases or something,
But see, the point that the reason I brought that up is because you lay one brick down as a foundation of them terroristic threats, even though it's via social media, that transpired against me with BLM. They came at me on a federally regulated show, this show in particular. That's why I chose to do this show with you. If we got any indiscreet or indiscriminatory comments left on this page, it could be utilized against said individuals. So I truly hope they do leave something. I hope they've already left something. But the thing of it is sometimes you have to think outside of the box, my brother, and the only way you're not going to win it, I'm from the Midwest, and you're going to fight a long fight in Kentucky because of the good old boy mentality. I've lived it for 23 years. I understand it quite well. Most people on either coast are probably saying, oh, you're crazy, but no, it's a different kind of lifestyle where I live. And so I understand the fight that you're up against. But if you can get an attorney.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Don, sorry to interrupt you, but it's like, again, I've told you, told many people, I don't make plans anymore. Like, it's God's plan. I literally wake up in the morning and I just wait for that message, and I get it every time. And I feel blessed to have that connection. And maybe I was letting so many things slip through the cracks, and something like this, and it happened to be because we are both loyal to God, and it's His plan and not our plan. And what you just told me is a great idea, and I'm going to jump all over it. I'm going to go and pull up all those, those threat messages. And, we even have some of Oren threatening to, kill everyone and then himself afterwards. So, that he's so unstable. And I never even thought about it. I was just too busy, like, we got to take this federal, we got to do this because, locally – they're all just, swinging with each other. So,
See, homie, that's where you were wrong. Maybe God did intend for me to give you this message tonight because I'm a God-fearing man, as with Rico. Maybe this message was meant to be shared with this intent because it truly is a viable aspect. It's an aspect that's going to allow you.
What I just said about them swinging and all that, That's not just coming from me. That is coming from people who have told me, and I'm just heard what goes on over there. And between those two deputy sheriffs, they've been around the block. They've had their fair shares of some CPS ladies, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Like I said, we're in a pandemic, we're living in a movie, and we're dealing with this bullshit, and everyone's still running around trying to cover each other's ass, not do their jobs, what they signed on to, what they made hope to do. It's kind of sad. So, but like with that idea that you told me, I'm gonna run hard with that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it will work for you, homie.
Yeah.
It really will. See, this is one thing that people, they think, oh, I'm nestled in the woods of Kentucky. I'm gonna make this threat across the internet. Well, now you violated multiple laws across interstate lines, and there's good police. Just like there's bad police, but there's good police. And hopefully this opportunity works out for you, brother. I know we've been doing shows since the beginning of this fight. And I told Sunshine earlier, I'm not going to stop doing shows with you guys until we bring her children home. You know, I've taken up a fight in pedophilia. I've taken up many fights in my life, and I've never backed down from one of them. You know, the sport, you know, it's not life right now. It's not the real world right now. But where my heart lies is truly protecting the kids, bringing families back together, and reconnecting family. And, you know, even though I know we're going to take a sidestep here for a second. You and Spring were brought together as one. You shared your vows with each other. It shows the truth, the dedication, the love, and the perseverance that both of you have for each other in life. And so, first and foremost, I want to congratulate you on that. Second and most, it just even makes me want to fight this fight even that much more.
Thank you so much.
Oh, bro, you know I always got your back. You know, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to pass the mic to Rico a couple more times, and we'll go back and forth. But Rico's a tremendous guy, and I think you'll appreciate him coming. Rico?
Thank you, Don. I love y'all's fire and love what you're doing. Standing up for your kids. And from what all the pains and things that I went through, and I think one of the best lessons I learned after all the, I just finished child support, so I'm out of all that now. But looking back, you know, my hindsight vision tells me, number one, always try to take the high road. And the court, those who are good at what they do in the court and responsible people, you know, good judges, good attorneys, they like to see people who cause less problems in the family, responsible people. And they should want to reward custody to those who are easy to work with and have the kids' best interest. So I hope that takes place in your case. And then I urge you to just fight for your kids. And I'm so sorry are the things I've been hearing about the neglect and everything. And I will certainly make that a matter of prayer in my own life. And what would you like to see out of this spring?
I would like my children to talk to each other to make sure they're not emotionally damaged. You know, from where I left, I was a domestic violence survivor. And then, you know, like, there's baby steps. You know, you can't, like Kong always says, you can't cut the dragon's head off. You got to cut the wings. So, like, at this point, I want to make sure my kids are talking. I want to make sure they're not emotionally damaged. And then while adults are working stuff out, till we go to court and everything, because they've been raised with each other. Next, I would want, you know, a phone call. That would be okay. I mean, like, prisoners get some calls. And then next, you know, I hope to get my kids back. But even, you know, I mean, it's because I never did anything wrong. I don't have a record. And I have an FBI fingerprint to prove it. It's just I'm getting, you know, I mean, we paid like $200 and some dollars, like $245, correct? I mean, like, estimated. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, I've never done anything. I've never been a criminal. The only person that was a criminal was I left a bad relationship that he was a police officer. And I think right now, especially with police brutality and everything that's happening and going on, I mean, it should shine a light on it. And there's a big light should be on Floyd County.
Yeah, you're right.
There is a big light with all the press that we got, and it's not a good light for them. And, you know, I wish that, you know, like what you experienced, you know, there's a good judge, there's that. I'll tell you right now, there's no good judge in that court system unless they're about to hire a new one. But, you know, all those judges from, you know, the Supreme Judge all the way down to the lower where they're throwing our case around, and then all the deputy sheriffs that are in on this, and the ones that could do something, but they're not. They're like on the fence. You know, it's like those angels told God, "Hey, I'm gonna see who wins." You know, and they're sitting on the fence and not doing anything, turning a blind eye. And so it's like all those people. There's so far we haven't found one in that county, but You know, we have found some in Louisville and stuff like that that, you know, is trying to do some things for us. But I think it just comes down to, you know, going federal and then exposing them. And when you expose them enough, because I've done a lot of interviews that hasn't even aired yet, right? So
yeah.
When you do it, and there's a lot of interest right now. You know, right now there's a whole documentary that they want to film on this because they looked at all our evidence and they're like, are you serious? Like, all this and nothing happened? We're like, nothing happened yet, but it will. And so they're like, we'll fund this documentary. Yes, we want it. So we're all for it. We would have gave it away for free. So I'm putting together a show for, it's called Fight or Flight. Not only are you dealing with like the hate crimes, the home invasion to your, you know, just your racist, you know, attack. Now you're dealing with a corrupt police officer, a corrupt judge, a corrupt CPS. What do you do? And it seems like, you know, so far everything I've been doing is it's been working pretty good because, you know, I feel like I ruffled their feathers a little bit, but I really haven't even got started because we're in COVID. All my contacts are like, you know, they truly believe, you know, that COVID is as bad as like leukemia or something, you know, because they're like, oh my god, you know, I gotta stay home and you know I think the chronic plague is something to worry about, you know, and I don't want to take that away from COVID. Look, it is real. A lot of people die from it, and I'm sure a lot of people get mad because whoever lost a family member, I'm sorry that I said that, but I'm saying if you look at the numbers of leukemia, compare it, and look where COVID is on the list.
Yeah,
you know,
it's night and day.
I don't need to say America. I don't need to say anyone. I just say people of the world, wake up. See.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah. Make sure the mask
I think they get you, bro. You know, I'm just so glad that you became a man of God.
Yeah.
I really am. Because the old Kung Lee would have already done beat the crap out of this man by now.
Yeah.
You know, I already know that. You know, the thing that...
Both of them.
Yeah, I already know, bro. But the thing of it is now we have a new viable aspect, a new thought that you never thought of before. But I want people to understand, this is from the top down. This isn't just the police department. This is involving CPS as well. You know, they're just as corrupt as all the parties that are being named. You know, why? I don't understand. I just don't get it. You know, I'm a journalist. I've researched Sunshine, and I've did everything under the sun. And I can't find a horrendous thing that you've ever done in your life. So that's why I choose to back you first and foremost. Kung Lee is my brother. I've shot fights of his. I've interviewed him. And the correlation of you two coming together is tremendous. But this fight has just begun.
Thank you.
But I'm so blessed that you're a man of God now, like I said earlier, Kung, because both of them two gentlemen, oh, geez. They should just consider themselves lucky. But when you look at the aspect of CPS being as corrupt as they are, how much more has it made this fight difficult? How much more has it added to the already ongoing battle?
Go ahead.
Well, here's how we see it. I'm sure there's a lot of families involved, and God chose us to be, you know, the ones in the front lines. Maybe because we have the big shoulders to carry the weight. Because, you know, even though when we feel the weight, Kung Lee before, I've always been faithful to God, but now even more. I have never strayed away. My faith has always been God. From a young martial artist to a wrestler, each match I would pray to God, and you know, before I sleep for most of the time now, but back then I didn't understand the magnitude of, you know, having faith. I was just a young kid who wanted to be world champion and win everything that I competed in. And yes, that young Tung Lee who believed in God would have definitely, you know, called out those two deputy sheriffs and all his friends and those convicted rapists that he hangs out with and the convicted felons that he hangs with. I'd be like, line up, who's first? And you know, I won't kick you with my left, but definitely right's coming. You know, and that's something I would do. And but now, I'm just gonna because back then it was my plan, but now it's God's. So it's just a matter of time. It's all about being patient. You got to be patient to bring down a whole corrupt system, because if it happens overnight, then other people will be doing it. But now we're fighting for all the other families. So it's not just us; it's all the families involved. So yes, if it's gonna take time, so be it. It's God's plan, and whatever He needs us to do, then we do. If He says 10 years, then so be it, 10 years. If He says one day, then that's what He's going to make happen. But, yeah.
It will be 10 years. Sorry.
We should have faith. I'm
oh, you're
bring back, oh, my God.
Like,
she just gave me a little punch in the shoulder. But,
yeah.
you know, one thing come.
Then
hey, one thing is we know this person listens to my show. So, Sunshine, we know he can't turn it off very quickly. So right now, if you'd like to say a message to your boys before he shuts the show off, because you know he's not going to. He's going to listen to the show. If you'd like to say a message to your children, now's the time.
I love you all so much. I love you. Mommy loves you, and I'm fighting for you daily. I'm trying, okay? And I love you so much. And I'm never going to give up. So I want them to know that I'm never going to give up. I love them.
Amen.
That's my day. I love them. Sorry.
No, you're fine, ma'am. I know he listens to every one of my shows, so I wanted to give you that opportunity to your children.
Like in Zoom court, right? Like he lied, and I saw him there trying to get some empathy from the judge wearing the uniform. It's like, it's almost like hilarious, right? And the lawyer that he uses, you know, you can't use the lawyer that is the lawyers of the whole sheriff department. I mean, isn't that like, that's funds that's funds of the civilians, the people, the citizens that live there. I mean, you know, and then that lady was like we recorded the whole thing. So we have them on the burner, and we already put it into four different drives. Like, that's how, if they ever try to, like, burn my house or whatever it is, we have it. We have it backed up. So none of that's going away. So, I mean, you know. So it's just, we have a lot of people behind us. We have a lot of media, and we have you who have been amazing, who's supporting us. Really, like, you do not hold anything back. I love that. There's reporters that, you know, they have to, like, slip a little bit, weave a little bit, make sure that they're throwing the right punches and making sure that their show is not affected. You're like, I'm down with you till the end. We're gonna get your kids back. I mean, I love that integrity about you.
Thank you so much.
So,
appreciate it.
That's done.
Just, I mean, I'm just real. I think everybody in life should be real. If you truly believe in something, and you believe in life, and you believe in family, then you stand up for it. You know,
yep.
Kung, you've always been an inspiration to me. So it's tremendous to give you the opportunity to share with the world what you're going through. You know, everybody always thinks life is such a picture-perfect moment just because of where you're at in life or your walk in life, and that's not always necessarily true. But you've inspired me. And then you brought in Spring, who has truly been an instrumental aspect in your life. You know, I've said it before on other shows, and I'll say it again tonight. You know, I believe you found that twinkle in your eye, that smile on your face when you two correlated and met in life, and now you're married. You were brought together for a reason.
Yep.
God is a great man with great intent. And the day will come that you get to bring your family all together.
Yes.
And you get to be joyous in life. That's how things should be. That's how I walk, and that's what I'm going to continue to fight for on my show. You know, there's several options that I have come to thought on while we're talking on the show tonight, and I'll get with you after the show probably tomorrow. As you know, I had a back injury, and I'm going to be taking some narcotics here shortly. I had to stay off of my medication for the show because my guest is better. But the thing of it is I think we have some viable paths that we can take up from the great state of California, and we can make it and utilize it to your advantage.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give out too much because we already know the other person is listening to the show. I've got several different calls from Kentucky on my board, and I'm not going to answer any of them because I'm not going to put Spring in that predicament. But I'm going to pass the mic back to Rico one more time, let him ask you a couple more questions. I'll come back and we'll kind of wrap up tonight's show, brother. Rico?
Awesome. Hey, just really love y'all's relationship, you and Sunshine, and I really think this will draw you guys closer, and I love to see y'all fighting together in this and not pulling apart. So y'all's togetherness is inspirational. So is there anything you'd like to add to that thought about being together?
Be stronger.
You know, with God before us, nothing can stand against us, and
he's my best, and he keeps me strong on my worst days. Some days I wake up fighting mad, to be honest. I think it happened to you. But then I've seen, like, I've seen it. So, like, with my own eyes, I see things that it aren't everything I've ever learned and pre-walled is happening. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, he helps me stand up on my worst days, you know? And then we have such a great love. I love it. He's my best friend.
And a family that fights together stays together.
Amen. That's good stuff. Wow. Well, like I said, my thoughts and prayers are certainly, my sincere prayers are going to be with you. And I'm hoping for, praying for an end to this. And, you know, I encourage you to just keep doing battle and prayer. Things happen. You know, I would pray that a judge would be removed, or God would have someone else hear it that's actually going to, you know, listen to your case and judge it right. And I know it can happen. I know justice can come, and I'm so sorry that what you're facing there. But just for our listeners, what's the big cities in Boyd County? If they can find it on the map. No, you can't see Boyd County on a map, but what are the big cities in Boyd County?
There's only Ashland. It's Ashland, you can go to Greenup. But I tried to get the refusal of judge, and they usually come from Carter County if you get someone from there. But Boyd County is like, or Callisburg, Boyd, you know, I mean, is Boyd County.
Okay.
Yeah, but
the court system is in Callisburg.
Yeah. And then Ashland, there's a lot of great APD officers, honestly, but there's no court system there. You only have, like, big ones in, like, Carter County, and you get Greenup County. Which I like Greenup County, but I can't get out of the court system because everybody wants to keep pulling that, or, like, they keep postponing my date.
Hey, but the one thing about this is you can check it out on Spring's, on her Facebook, which I thought she would have shared it by now. And you know what? I just got fed up, and I went by the books, but I just went on a roast. I roasted Orn, I roasted Jeff, I roasted the judge, I roasted CPS, I roasted them bad. And you know what? It's a free country.
Yeah.
It's my right. If I call them out, yeah. I'm not threatening them, but I'm just speaking the truth about
yeah.
panty sniffing. These guys are weird, right? Because, you know, Spring found, you know, her panties in his compartment in his car, and she'd been looking for those like for months. So I just went on a roast. I got fed up, and then, you know, like with the other one who left his kids, come back and try to manipulate the whole situation, then try to, you know, like be like, hey, I'm on your side. They're gonna do this to our kid, and then we have all the text messages. But then after that, I heard a message that he said, because she's all, what are you gonna do with a baseball bat? You actually gonna beat me over the head? And he said, yeah. So we have that on tape. It's like these guys like to dig themselves in a hole, and because look at the system, they're going to keep digging themselves in the hole because they're used to it. They get away with it, but the more they dig themselves in the hole, press, and it always catch up. Karma always catch up, and when
that's right.
They won't
let
to do karma, but when their time to face, God, they're gonna have to face him too. So, just because they're praying on Sunday, they think that they've been forgiven. No, because you truly have to mean it, and you truly have to try not to do that again, and try not to sin. But these guys, man, they think it's just a regular thing. Hey, I'm gonna sin all I could, and I'm on Sunday. I'm gonna go and ask for forgiveness. Well. You're going to probably be prosecuted the most in hell.
Well, you know, my brother, you found a new path, a new place to dig a hole. Now, because like I told you earlier, and now you said you didn't even, you know, think of the situation. Now you can file a suit in a California state court of law.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It's a whole new ball game. Trust me, brother. It's a game changing ball game. I thought you already understood that situation, but now
you
that you got, go ahead.
For me, I'm so emotional because like every night, you know, like when we say our prayers together, and you know, like when I bring up like Kay or Branch, I can hear it in her voice, and it hurts her so much. So in my head, I should be thinking, you know, the things I can, you know, hit them with and use, you know, the spear tip to hit them with. But I'm too busy thinking, how can she talk to her kids? How is this happening? So I'm blinded by that. But thank you for opening my eye. It's just.
It's how family rolls, right? I mean, we're family. Yep. We gotta, you know, three great minds work better than one mind. Amen on that. Well, come, sunshine. I truly hope you use this new aspect, and I'll get with you tomorrow on a couple people that I know you can contact, and we'll see what we can do moving forward. Both of you are tremendous people. And I'm honored to have you on my path. Were you going to say something there, Con?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, after our Zoom meeting with the judge, the crazy thing is, they turned around and gave Spring an EPO because I was doing, you know, my YouTube channel. I have a lot of self-defense for your basic people who have never done, you know, real. And I'm using like cardio boxing or cardio kickboxing for their advantage if they had to put a blade in their hand, right? We use a printing blade, which is not even real. And I happen to say, hey, this mitt is this it's orange, right? So I said that, but I never said the last name. right? So,
yeah.
And when you train for someone, put their picture on the wall. Their name is in my gym, so I see it every day because I'm preparing to go to battle against this person. I want to see them. I want to hear their name, and that's how it motivates me. So that's how I've been teaching for the longest time. I teach my fighters the same way. I bring up an opponent that they lost to. And for Spring, this is the guy who beat her, who tackled her through two walls, who's choked her in the middle of the night for no reason because he come home pissed off because maybe he had to do something that, you know, that he didn't want to do, or like he didn't get, like his bench, you know, he didn't get up 600 pounds that day or something. He'll come in and choke her. And like, literally, the dude's pretty strong, pick her up, and it's just crazy. So, you know, it's just crazy. But we are where we are at, and God has gotten us, you know, to meet a lot of these victims, and they're willing to stand. And it's more of a fight for us now. It's not just about the kids, but it's about hundreds, maybe thousands of other people. So we're in it to win it.
Amen.
Orin or Jeff or whoever from Kentucky who is on his side, if you're listening to this, I got a message for you. You suck. That's all. That's all.
I love it. You know, well, we have a new path to dig into now. Tomorrow's Monday. I'll get with you, and I'm sure you'll get with the right representatives in a viable fashion. Brother, you know how I like to end my show. Will you do us the honor?
Of course. Okay. Yay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, dear God, thank you for surrounding us with all the great people that want to do your work. I'm so grateful to have a wife coming up on 1 month now, and we couldn't ask for the love that we have. It couldn't be any stronger. We are so grateful for that. We are so grateful to have a friend like you for spreading the word on our situation. And for all the people around the world, I want to send a prayer out for you to stay on the right path and be kind to the people who are kind to you, and always be ready because the world we live in is not getting any better. God bless us all. He's blessed us with a choice. Let's all make the right choice. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Don. Thank you so much, brother. Sunshine, I'm glad you were able to get a little bit of a message to your children tonight. My board is full of calls with the Kentucky area code, so it's, you guys forget I live in the Midwest. I know all the area codes out here, homies. So, you know, the thing of it is, as I promised you from day one, we're a family. We will stick together, and I will continue to fight this fight with you. You know, it doesn't take the sport to create a family. It takes brothers to create that family and share that knowledge, and we truly become that over the years. Kung and Sunshine, it's an honor for me to tell your story, to share the word. Go ahead.
Can I add one more thing to the prayer?
Oh, brother, you can add anything you want.
Okay. Dear God, please heal Don back. Let him have a fast, and let him even be better than before he hurt his back.
Speedy recovery.
Thank you, Lord. Watch over us, bless us, and put a circle of protection around us. With your Son, Jesus Christ, wherever we move, the circle of protection moves with us and protect us from all evil and all corruption and all the negative energy around the world. Amen.
Amen. I love you both. You know, Rico, if you want to say goodbye to Kung and Sunshine, now's your opportunity, my friend. You there, Rico?
Rico's gone.
I think Rico fell asleep or is on mute, but that's his missed opportunity. You know, thank you both for coming on the show. Hey, Kung, get with me tomorrow. We'll look at the option as far as filing for charges in the state of California. I wish you both the best of luck. Have a good night, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Heal up, brother.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.